Now, this is not its real title. It's a very good title, a very expressive one. This is exactly what it is, in a way, the Tibetan Book of the Dead. But its real title in Tibetan is Bardo Todol. What that means, we shall see a little later on. Meanwhile, we shall continue to refer to this work as the Tibetan Book of the Dead. Now, what is the origin of this work? What is its source? Where did it come from? If not in its present literary form, at least so far as its contents, its teachings are concerned, the Tibetan Book of the Dead goes back to one of the greatest figures in the whole history of Buddhism. Also, we may say, one of the most interesting, one of the most fascinating and colourful figures in the whole history of Buddhism. And that is the great guru Padmasambhava. I don't know how many of you have heard of him, but perhaps it is a measure of one's knowledge and understanding of Buddhism, the history of Buddhism at least, whether one has heard of and appreciates the life of this great figure, Padmasambhava, the lotus-born guru. Padmasambhava was a great Indian teacher of the 8th century of the Common Era. He was a very great scholar, a great sage, a great philosopher, mystic, yogi, and above all, according to tradition, a perfect master of all the occult sciences and all the esoteric traditions. Many students of Buddhism believe that he was the greatest master in this field, next to the Buddha himself, who has ever lived. It was this great teacher, Padmasambhava, who above all others was responsible for the initial establishment of Buddhism in Tibet. And he is regarded, or afterwards became, the founder of the Nyingmapa school of Tibetan Buddhism. This is the oldest school of Tibetan Buddhism, going right back to Indian origins, Indian traditions. Sometimes it's referred to as the Red Hat or Red Cap school, because the initiates of this sect, when performing certain ceremonies, wear red conical caps instead of yellow ones like the Gelugpas. Now, Padmasambhava, the lotus-born guru, or Guru Rinpoche as the Tibetans call him, is regarded by all his followers in Tibet and the whole Himalayan region as the second Buddha. And this will give one, in a phrase, some measure of his greatness and his importance. I would in fact like to say very much more about him, but there is no time at present. Perhaps one day, in some connection or other, it may be possible for me to give one complete lecture on his life, his career, his teachings, and so on. Now, according to tradition, when Padmasambhava established Buddhism in Tibet, when he established what afterwards became the great Nyingmapa tradition, he saw that there were many teachings, more subtle, more esoteric teachings, for which the Tibetans were not then prepared. He felt it's no use giving them these teachings now. They won't be able to appreciate them, they won't be able to understand them. So according to tradition, he wrote down in book form many ancient teachings, many esoteric traditions, and these books he hid away in different parts of Tibet, in fact different parts of the whole Himalayan area, in caves and other such places. And we are told that in the course of centuries, these texts, or at least some of them, were eventually discovered. Many texts, we are told, have not yet been taken out, have not yet been discovered. So these texts are known technically in Tibetan as Teremas. Terema literally means that which is taken out, or in other words, a treasure. And there is in Tibetan literature a complete collection of all these works supposedly written centuries ago by Padmasambhava and subsequently taken out in different parts of Tibet at different times by different yogis, by different teachers, and made available. And at present, the collected edition of these termas comprises some 64 volumes. These sets, by the way, are very, very rare. I've seen myself only twice, once in Gangtok and once in Kalimpong. In Gangtok, the Maharaja of Sikkim has a set, and in Kalimpong, one of my own teachers has a set. So far as I know, in the West, there is only one set, and that is at Rome with Professor Tucci. So far as I know, there's no other set at all in the West. Now, the Nyingmapas, the followers of Padmasambhava, they regard the Winshen Terma, as they call this collection, as canonical and as equal in authority to the scriptures in the sense of the words of the Buddha himself. Now, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, with which we're concerned this evening, is one of these termas. And it was discovered, the text was discovered or taken out by a great teacher called Rinchen Karma Lingpa. And so far as we know, traditions are rather hazy, he lived and took out this text in the 13th or the 14th century.